This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Letters, according to the supervisor, are going out, charging officers with violating the Taylor Law. First off, what transpired in January and February?
Nothing but normal business. We had training. We switched from our 40 calibers to 9mm, so every officer had 16 hours of mandatory training, which actually put the road at minimum manning. On top of that, the weather was horrible through this entire period, and we had almost 2,000 more calls for service than we did in previous years. So it wasn't an intentional ticket slowdown. We did enforce vehicle and traffic. However, because we were at a low manning level, we had to answer our calls first.
Officers who were on patrol, how often did they see traffic violations in that January-February period?
From my understanding, me included, We stopped cars daily, but, we have discretion, and we use our discretion because our call volume was so high that we had to get the calls. So, warnings, a vehicle and traffic warning is the same as a ticket. We're stopping a car, we're, identifying the problem, and we're correcting the issue. That's where the town seems to be at a disconnect from us, because there's apparently a quota with them, which is illegal, and they're going to be fining us based off of their decisive quota.
Notify that there was a quota that the police department had for officers?
I have, yes. In my eight-year career, when officers don't hit their ticket-a-day quota, it does show up on spreadsheets at the end of the month, and we do have conversations with our supervisors about it. My personal review last year, the chief changed after looking at my ticket quota, and put on there that I don't do proactive police work, which is inaccurate, but I apparently didn't write enough tickets for him last year.
How tough is it to write tickets when everybody around you, when you're patrolling, is driving with the speed limit, they're following all the rules? Is that something that you can't control, obviously?
It is, and it's based off of our call volume. I can't sit at a red light and expect the next person to go through it. So there's time. You have to find the violations. But when we're getting so many more calls, I mean, we're talking almost 2,000 more calls over a 3-week period that they're accusing us of not writing tickets for. We've got 8 cops on the road at any shift. So when you do the math, that's a lot of extra work. That's a lot of extra calls we're going to. We don't have time because of our manning right now. And to be honest with you, to set a quota is illegal in New York State. So they're going to be fining us, and they're going to be taking money out of our pocket because we haven't met their perceived quota, which is illegal.
And how quickly will there be an appeal process of these letters and fines?
We'll fight this as far as we can. You know, the citizens and residents of the town of Tonawanda are behind us 100%. We're operating under integrity. We understand the law. We do what we can within the law, and we do the best thing we can. Even with everything going on, we do what we can to protect the town of Tonawanda residents because that's what they deserve. The chief doesn't view it that way, and the supervisor doesn't view it that way, but at the end of the day, we're doing what we have to do to protect our residents.
And in January, February, you mentioned the increase in service calls. What were the nature of most of those calls?
EMS calls. We respond to EMS calls. You know, domestics are always a thing, but the big thing was the weather. We had accidents that we were dealing with on the 290 and all over the place because the town ran out of road salt. So people were crashing into each other. They neglect to point that out, that, you know, every action has a reaction. They didn't have salt, and therefore we're dealing with all of these accidents. And, you know, you go to an accident, and sometimes you're waiting an hour and a half for the tow trucks to get there and to get the accident cleared. You know, and that's time out of, you know, ticket quota time for them. So, you know, I'm confident to say that I could show you all of my members gave that town 8 hours of work a day every day they were there, regardless of whether or not they wrote a ticket.
Are you at liberty to say how many tickets each officer is supposed to write for a certain time period?
The town likes us to write one ticket a day, which would make it a quota, right?